Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation.
Forever on they grind all day, every day. Ice cream convos, always really never play. Download the podcast, listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xavier Caller, best host of all time. Blog talk radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do cosign these lasers, shine like Frankenstein, they cut it to date design. IceCreamConvos.com. Tune in, download.
Happy Friday and welcome to the ICC Friday Night Chat. I am Xaviera. I am the editor and owner of Ice Cream Conversations. And every Friday night we get together for at least an hour and we talk about some of the top stories in celebrity news and entertainment and some of the biggest headlines on Ice Cream Convos this week. So I hope all of you have had a fantastic week. My week has been very challenging. I am very sad to say that my headaches are back. So I've had this headache since last Sunday. So I've been struggling through the entire week, but you know, I'm an OG, so I'm a hang in there. But today I was like, you know what? I had a really jacked up week. I was like, I think I might need to cry. You know, sometimes you just stuff just get on your nerves. You'd be like, I'm just going to have me one good cry. I'm going to let everything go. And then I'm going to be back on track and I'm going to be back popping. So I was like, okay, let me just concentrate so I can go ahead and cry real quick and just cleanse my soul. Take my soul to the laundromat, like Life Jennings used to say, right? And get myself back on track. Y'all, I had the nerve to try to cry, but my headache started hurting worse. I couldn't even cry because my headache was hurting. I said, well, you know what? Whatever. I guess that's the Lord's way of telling me I just need to thug this thing out. Don't be sitting up carrying on and crying. So whatever. So I am here and I am excited. I did have one highlight this week. On Wednesday, I went to a mystery murder dinner that was sponsored by the forthcoming movie Suburbicon. And it was my first time doing one of those mystery dinner thingamajigs, but it was so much fun. I was in there with some of my other blogger boos and my other media friends from Atlanta. And it was so much fun. So I did win the Best Actress Award. I was supposed to be portraying an 8-year-old named April Sunshine. I was one of the suspects in the murder mystery game. And, you know, I stayed in character all night. Lots of fun. I did post a lot of video on the Ice Cream Convos Instagram page, on the Insta story, rather. So if you follow Ice Cream Convos on Instagram, you probably saw those videos. And if you follow me on Instagram, I am Xaviera _ Ice Cream Convos on Instagram. You saw quite a bit of, you know, the pictures and stuff that I took that night. Had a blast. So thank you so much to Allied and thank you so much to Suburbicon for that. Suburbicon will be in theaters on October 27th. So I can't wait to see that. Before we get started, I know you guys have seen or heard by now, but if not, because I know some of y'all be busy, I have not one, but two giveaways going on right now on the site, and both giveaways end on Sunday. The first giveaway, Fenty Beauty, for all my girls out there who like to stay pretty with the fancy makeup. I do not know how to wear makeup, but I did get me some Fenty, I think this is called like Glass Bomb or something. It got my lips popping a little bit. So I love Rihanna. Rihanna's an ICC-er. She supports Ice Cream Convos, so I have to support her. So this is her limited edition Fenty Beauty by Rihanna, the Galaxy Eyeshadow Palette. So there it is. And these are all the groovy, pretty colors that you can get all jiggy-fied when you're going out with your girls. So I am giving this baby away absolutely free. Free 99, free dollars and free cents. So all you have to do is visit Ice Cream Convos or go directly into the Ice Cream Convos app. Hit the tab that says giveaways and you can enter right there. So I will be announcing the winner to this on Sunday. All right. So that's the first giveaway. The second giveaway and one of the topics we will be discussing tonight. I have Gabrielle Union's brand new book. We're going to need some more wine. I am also giving away this because from what I hear, this book got a lot of tea and a lot of juice in it. And Gabrielle is really letting her hair down in this one. And no, the book is not about wine. It is not about all the different kind of wines you can drink. The book is about stories that require you to drink more wine. And from what I hear, she's telling it all up in here. So this book is also a giveaway right now on icecreamconvos.com or the ICC app. Go into the giveaways tab, click on Gabrielle Union. We're going to need more wine. Enter to win. And you can get this book. And after all the stuff that I've heard about this book, I'm not even going to lie to kick it. It is taking everything in me with the spirit of Jesus not to crack the binder of this book and start reading it. But I said, no, it's a giveaway. I will order my own. So that way, you know, you can crack the binder on it. Because there's nothing worse than somebody else reading your book and cracking the binder on it. Y'all know what I'm talking about for those who read. So, yes. I'm encouraging reading because reading is fundamental. And maybe if you read the book, you start reading some of the posts on the site. So this is what we're doing. So we're giving away Fenty Beauty and we're giving away Gabrielle Union's new book. So listen, I'm just in the mood of celebration because we just celebrated our 7th year anniversary. I am also, if you are a business owner, if you have a podcast, a business, you do hair, sell nails, I don't know, whatever. If you have a business that needs promotion as part of the ICC 7th anniversary celebration, I am doing $25 advertisements. Please don't tell a whole bunch of people. This is only strictly for my ICC friends. I am doing $25 advertisements to advertise your business on the Ice Cream Convos Instagram page. So just make sure you reach out to me. You can send me an email. You can visit the site, hit the the contact button, reach out to me, or just email advertise@icecreamconvos.com. I will get you set up. $25. I don't know anywhere else you're going to be able to advertise your business to hundreds of thousands of folks for $25. So that is my gift to you on our anniversary. Okay? So now that we got all of that out of the way, oh, ICC t-shirts are now available. So the link is in the thingamajiggy for tonight's chat. So you can slide on and get you an ICC t-shirt so you can represent the squad. I got on my workout shirt right now. I don't have a t-shirt on right now. But anyway. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this tea for tonight. Let's get into the scoop. I won't be talking too long. Don't I say that every week? Yeah. But no, for real, I have a headache that is so bad. I am really trying to keep it cute right now. So since we're doing this giveaway with Gabrielle Union's new book, we might as well just go ahead and jump into this right here. So Gabrielle Union was on Sway in the Morning to promote her new book, We're Gonna Need More Wine, which is currently a giveaway on icecreamconvos.com in case you forgot. All right, so I don't know what had happened was, but the conversation some type of way led up to talking about, I always mess this word up, reciprocity in the bedroom, whatever the word is. I don't know why I can't say it, but basically you do me, I do you, right? In the bedroom. Then I was like, okay, well, that's not, you know, okay, that's fine for a conversation. Then the conversation took it a step further and ended up leading down the line of booty eating and cunnilingus and fellatio and all kind of stuff. And I said, oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure it's dark outside because this is a ICC after dark type of situation. So I'm listening. I'm watching the interview. And the interview is on icecreamconvos.com if you have not seen it. And Gabrielle is chatting and she's talking about how it's important to make sure that you are satisfying your mate just as much as you want your mate to satisfy you. so on and so forth and whatnot. And then at some point in time in the conversation, because it was just flowing, she implied that she likes to munch on Dwayne Wade's groceries. So I was like, oh, okay, well, that's your husband. Do whatever y'all got to do to keep it happy over there, to keep everybody grinning and smiling. That's none of my business. Just do whatever it takes for y'all to stay happy over there. So I come off and I'm like, okay, well, that was a little TMI. And I'm really surprised that Gabrielle is sharing so much, but it's a judgment-free zone with me. I'm not judging nobody for doing whatever it is that they do with their husbands or their wives. Well, I slide over to Twitter, and Gabrielle Union is a trending topic on Twitter, and folks are having a whole field day with her, with the jokey jokes, the memes, the whole nine about her eating Dwayne Wade's booty. So my thing is like, well, to each his or her own, whatever you would like to eat, lick, drink, whatever, that's all, that's your business, not mine. But if y'all have not seen some of the tweets that are popping up on Twitter regarding this situation, you have to slide over to icecreamconvos.com right now and look at it, because it is pure comedy. I trust me, if you need a good laugh, you're going to get it tonight. You're going to get it tonight. So then I was like, dang, Gabrielle got me one to kick off ICC After Dark. Now, ICC After Dark is something that I've, an idea I have been toying with for years. I thought about doing it on the podcast. We could have an ICC After Dark podcast where y'all can call in and we could talk some grown, like super grown folk stuff, like mature grown folk stuff. Then I thought about maybe doing something online, like either on Facebook or on social media. But the only thing about Facebook, Facebook is kind of like having a party, and somebody could be walking past your party and then they can just come in and fix a plate. Some of y'all gonna get it. Cause you know, Facebook, people can just wander in. And so I was like, I don't want people to wander in and maybe start trolling or start making fun of other people, because I want to create a judgment-free environment where people can talk freely. So I am thinking about making a Facebook community. So y'all got to let me know what you think about a Facebook community, because like a Facebook group, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking about doing something like that where we can talk about. Because see, a lot of times I have tea about stuff that I can't necessarily just put into the atmosphere, not to ruin, you know, some of the contacts and some of the relations I have, and some stuff I'd be wanting to tell y'all so bad, but I just can't do it in a public forum. So maybe if we have our own, maybe a private Facebook group where we can really talk the way we really want to talk. You know what I'm saying? So that's an idea. So just let me know your thoughts on that. Let me know if that's something that you're interested in. So, you know, and we can make it happen. All you got to do is let me know and we can make it happen. Also, I haven't forgotten about the survey. I want you guys to do a survey for me, just to kind of let me know some of the things that you love, some of the things that you maybe don't like about Ice Cream Convos, because I really want to tighten up this ship as we move into 2018. Plus, based off of my demographics, my biggest audience on Ice Cream Convos is in Chicago. So shout out to all of my Chi-Town friends. And so I want to come out to Chicago and meet y'all and kick it with y'all and, you know, break bread, maybe take out dinner. I don't know, do something fun. So for those of you who are in Chicago, I need to know if, number one, if I come out there, y'all gonna come kick it with me. Number two, where do I necessarily need to go when I go to Chicago? Because, you know, I don't want to end up on the wrong side of town, because that might not be in my best interest. So that's something that we'll revisit. So I'm just throwing it out there right now while it's crossing my mind. But let's slide from Chicago to Hollywood and talk about Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Okay, so Hazel E has had one hell of a week. And if I had two tears, I wouldn't even put it in a bucket for her. I'm not even going to lie to kick it. Hazel E is probably one of my least favorite people on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. And I promise y'all, I wouldn't even watch the show if I didn't feel like it was necessary for me to know what's going on in order to come back and report it to y'all and keep y'all in the know, for those of you who care. But trust and believe, if it were up to me, I brain cells just dying. Just, it's almost like a mental genocide every Monday night when I'm sitting up trying to watch Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Anyway, so Hazel E and this little boyfriend thing she got going on, his name is Rose Burgundy. Apparently people feel like Rose Burgundy is playing for the other team, he's one of the kids. And this is a rumor that's been plaguing him for quite some time, I suppose. And people allegedly pulled up receipts and so on and so forth to prove that he is playing for the other team on the low. Keep it on the down low. Well, he flipped out the other night on social media and he went beyond the call of duty to prove to y'all that he is not one of the kids. He posted a picture of a burning a gay flag, said that he hopes all the gays burn in hell. Then Hazel E came in and co-signed it. And then she's arguing with Monice. She's going back and forth with Just Hilarious. Just Hilarious shredded the girl like a Julian salad. It was terrible. It was almost like watching a train wreck. You want to turn away, but you just can't because Jess is funny. But Jess ate Hazel E up. It wasn't even cute. It wasn't even funny. I mean, somebody need to come in and call a timeout, flag on the play. Somebody call the police. Give her some milk. It was terrible. It was terrible. So anyway, with that being said, so Hazel E is arguing back and forth with, or going back and forth with Jess Hilarious. She's going back and forth with Monice and whoever else that she does not like on this planet, Love and Hip Hop or otherwise. Then at some point in time now, I told y'all I was at a murder mystery dinner on Wednesday night. So I'm missing a whole lot of stuff going on. Well, once I get home and I'm like, okay, well, let me see what I miss. So I go online and I'm scrolling. And the first thing I see is Hazel E talking about how all these girls are jealous of her because she's light skinned and they can't pass the brown paper bag test. Where they still do that at in 2017. But anyway, that they can't pass the brown paper bag test. So they mad at her because she light skinned and that her mom purposefully kept her away from these type of girls because her mother said they would hate on her for being light skinned. Hold on. Pause for the calls. Just pump the brakes, just turn the car off, just pour out all the gas, yank the transmission, kick a hole in the radiator. We ain't going nowhere. We got to talk about this for a second. Now, Hazel E, she young, and I'm probably old enough to at least be her auntie, so I'm going to keep it cute. But I have a laundry list of reasons why I don't like Hazel E, and her complexion is nowhere on there. I didn't even need to use her complexion. Like, sis, and it's so sad that in 2017, we still have that light skin, team dark skin. Oh, you mad at me because I'm light skin. Oh, you mad because you dark. Like, we still doing that? Like, in 2017, we still doing that. I knew that Hazel E was like one sandwich short of a picnic. I knew she was one tire short of a set. I knew she was one pinky nail short of a full set. I knew that she had more noses than a Mr. Potato Head. I knew all of this. I knew all of it. But I had no idea she was as ignorant as she is until she got on social media and wrote that stuff. And my thing is, I ain't gonna say we all, because some of y'all managed to keep everything in check. But me, myself personally, a few years ago, back, I had a social media moment where I had to check another very, very popular, I guess you would call him like a radio show host or something or other. I don't know. But I had to go ahead and get real nasty with it on social media because he said something to the effect like he hoped my husband spit on me or something crazy. All I know is social media got to meet Vonnie that night. And I'm just like, okay. But anyway, so with that being said, I know we all have those meltdown moments where maybe sometimes we kind of lose our cool on social media, whether we plan to or whether we just get caught up in a moment. But sis, no matter how many times I ever lost my cool on social media, I would never say something that ignorant. So that lets me know that is embedded in your DNA. That is embedded in your genetic makeup, in your mental state to believe that you are better than because you are of a lighter hue. I'm sorry to tell you, boo, but you ain't no better than nobody else. And I don't understand why. Well, I do understand, but I don't want to understand why in 2017 this is still a thing. I go on social media all the time and see in people's bios that they have hashtag team light skin, hashtag team dark skin. Well, can I just be crayon brown and be happy with it? Like, I'm crayon brown. And in the summertime, I'm crayon brown when you press a little harder. But really, why is our complexion even something that's supposed to, or the amount of melanation that we have, why is that still something of division at this point in time? It's so ignorant. So with that being said, so in one night, she managed to, her and her boo Rose Burgundy, managed to offend and alienate the gay community and get up and show everybody that you color struck. That's what my great grandmom used to call it, being color struck. You color struck, you suffer from self-hate. It's very sad. It's very sad. So with that being said, then what kills me is she pulled one of these numbers. Now, after she jumped out the window and co-signed Rose Burgundy's ignorance towards the gay community, then she comes back, and the way she gonna clean it up is she gonna get Sir Brock to hop on social media, because he her gay best friend, to let everybody know that she is not homophobic and Rose is not homophobic, and they just lashed out. And yes, what they said was wrong, but you know, they're not homophobic. Well, Sir Brock, what you did was the equivalent of a racist saying, I have a black friend. Oh, okay. You got one black friend? Congratulations. You did that. God bless. You won. You managed to scrape up one black friend. So anyway, fast forward. She issues an apology on yesterday via TMZ, because see, now one thing you ain't gonna mess with, you best not come for the gay community. I'm gonna just tell you that right now. They will just shut down your existence. I've seen it happen a million times, and I could see it happen a million times more. But anyway, so she gives this apology on TMZ. All right, sis. You need more people, because we don't believe you. So she gives this apology. So I'm like, okay, well, where's the apology for you sitting up talking about how dark women of a darker hue or dark skinned women hate on you because you light skin? Where's that apology? I'm still waiting on that one. Look around, look around. Anybody see that apology? No. That leads me to believe that she still doesn't see anything wrong with what she said or her way of thinking. So anyway, long story short, story comes out. Mona Scott Young wants to get Hazel E fired from Love & Hip Hop. Now, I know that confused some of y'all, because it was like, what you mean Mona want to get her fired? Mona don't have the power to get rid of her. Well, Mona is executive producer of the show, but from what I understand, she doesn't have a direct button on casting. Like, she's like an overseer, but she doesn't have the direct button on casting. So from that, Mona hops on social media and says, you know, certain things are to be handled in a business office and not on the blogs, but she will not tolerate and she is not here for any hate or discrimination of any kind. Then she dropped the scripture. Now, Mona. Now, all you do is produce these ignorant ass shows. Now, what you ain't about to do is try to drop a scripture on me after killing my brain cells every Monday night. Now, I know it's not by force. It is by choice. But still, you not going to turn around and try to drop no scripture on me in reference to Hazel E. But she did. I let her be great. Go ahead. You drop the word of Jesus on them. That'll fix everything. So I'm like, okay, so I write and let y'all know that Mona trying to get Hazel fired. Well, while I'm in the middle of writing that Mona trying to get Hazel fired, Hazel throws up another post saying how she get fired for something that she quit already. And that Mona just fake want her fired. I said, fake want her fired. Okay. Fake want me fired. Okay. Anyway, Hazel, but whatever. So she says that she already quit. So she's not getting fired from anything. So I said, oh, okay. So by the time I got finished writing that, putting that up on the site, I refresh and she's fired from the show. But be clear, she was fired from the show prior to all this ignorant tomfoolery she dropped on social media on Wednesday night. See, that's, and some people feel like, oh yeah, that's what she gets. She got karma and she got fired because she said that ignorant stuff. No, it was all the other ignorant, dumb stuff she did beforehand that led to them not renewing her contract. But at the end of the day, just like Cook Key said, good riddance, peace, girl. Don't let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you. Chavez and Amaretto's to you. May the force be with you. Godspeed. Carry on. Going back to the streets that you claim you run. Just bah. And take Rose with you. Just take him with you. So Hazel E is no longer on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Now, it's so funny because when I was writing that story, you know, when you read any post on my site, you know, at the bottom, I don't know if you guys do this, but if you scroll to the very bottom of the post, it will give you all the stories that are related to the one that you just read. So after I got done doing that post, I looked down and I said, oh, wait a minute. I got a story here from 2015 where Hazel claimed she quit Love and Hip Hop. Really, sis? All right. You quit in 2015. Got it. Got it. But anyway, bye, Hazel. You be all right. You be all right. I know I'm not going to miss her. I don't know about the rest of y'all and the girl code gang. I'm not going to miss Hazel. It's her energy wasn't right. Matter of fact, Mona, if any of y'all listening, just do a clean sweep of the whole cast. Just kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch. Just shake the whole thing till it's clear and start anew. Just get rid of everybody, because these storylines were so weak and so tired and so ridiculous. Like, you literally brought Alexis Sky. You literally brought this girl on the show only to antagonize Masika over Fetty Wap. And then she went and got pregnant by the man just so her daughter can be, or her child can be related to Masika's child, just so she can continue to harass Masika. This is what we're dealing with in 2017. What are we teaching our young girls? Well, you know what? They grown. I can't even say what we teaching them. But what somebody didn't teach them in the backpack, that this is supposed to be the way to go now. This is supposed to be cute. Yes, allegedly pregnant by Fetty Wap. Cookie just going to keep me in check tonight. I see what you're doing right there, girl. But yes, allegedly pregnant. And you know, it's so super sad. I don't know if I told you this story before, but July of 2016, I got a phone call. My son had been in a car accident. He was in the car with someone who was driving drunk. It was a terrible situation. My son was at a party and he drank too much. So he said, I'm gonna go out to the car and sleep it off. So he goes and he gets in the backseat of the car to sleep it off. Well, while he was sleeping, the rest of his friends got in the car and one of the friends was driving drunk and drove head on into another car. And my son, his collarbone was broken. It was a mess. Like, one of the boys in the car passed away at the scene and paramedics brought him back. It was, when I tell you, it was a mess. It probably was one of the most traumatizing things I've probably ever gone through in my whole life. Like, going into a hospital room and seeing my son covered in glass and just cut up. He was cut up to the point where his tattoos were shredded on his arms. It was terrible. Well, we in the hospital room. Maybe about a couple hours go by. And I mean, it was so bad to the point where with the car accident, because these young people, you know, my son didn't even know who was in the car. So I didn't even know who to call, who to try to reach out to for answers, because he was asleep. He didn't even know who was in the car. So between me trying to find out who was in the car, whose party it was, who was going on, like, who are, is everyone okay? Because, you know, the hospital can't tell me who was in the car because of HIPAA. You know, they can't say, oh, well, this person, they can't be, and because families have to be notified and so on and so forth. Well, in the midst of all this, I'm in the hospital room. It's a couple hours later, they got him in the room and, you know, he's going to have to get surgery and all this stuff. I can't say this girl's name. Let me drink some water. Alexis Sky comes into my son's hospital room, hollering and screaming and crying at the top of her lungs. It was her party. She's hollering and screaming and crying. Oh my God, I told you guys, just stay at the hotel. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And she is going berserk, hollering and screaming in my son's hospital room. Had to tell her, she going, we don't do that here. What you're not going to do, we ain't going to do that here. Because my son and her brother are very close friends. She used to be very close friends with my daughter when they were younger. So she used to be over my house all the time and so on and so forth. So I say all that to say that there's a part of me that's saddened when I see what she's become at this point and stage in her life. Because she was so intertwined with my kids when they were younger. So that's just a little background story. Went on a little side tangent, but yeah. So my son almost got killed. Almost died leaving Alexis Sky's party. I don't know why my mouth don't want to say Alexis tonight, but whatever. But anyway, so that's that. So anyway, okay, so let's move on to the next. Why are we still talking love and hip hop? Let me talk about Jocelyn real quick. Jocelyn was on Sister Circle today. Now, you know, Sister Circle is the new TV One talk show with Selena Johnson and Kiana Dancy and Rashan Ali and Quad and Funky Dineva. But he's DJ Q on there. I would prefer to see him as Funky Dineva on there because I love Funky Dineva and Dineva is hilarious to me. But I just feel like they are suppressing his personality by having him as DJ Q. But I'm happy that he has the opportunity to be on TV. So with that being said, Jocelyn was on there. Jocelyn was apparently had some media training because your girl was... She said, you know, Stevie is a great guy. And I think someday he'll make some woman a great husband. And I was like, is that the Puerto Rican princess? Or is this a clone? Because y'all know they got Melania out here like a clone. I was like, who's this Jocelyn? But it is her. And she said that she is like a piece to the game of Jenga when it comes to Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And if you pull her piece out, the whole thing gonna crumble and flop. So I'm like, okay. So basically, you said you leaving the show and you ain't never coming back, but now you saying the show needs you. So I don't know. If they willing to put up with Jocelyn's tomfoolery and her shenanigans and her mess, she just might be back. But she said the show gonna flop without her. So I need y'all to let me know if you think the show will survive or if the show will flop without the Puerto Rican princess, Miss Jocelyn Hernandez. But she said, And then Erica Mena, I saw Erica Mena on Twitter asking people if they want her to come back to Love and Hip Hop. I'm like, yo, Love and Hip Hop is like a bad boyfriend that apparently these women can't break up with. Because they just leave and come back. And then you got Safari. Safari done went from L.A. Now he going over to New York. And I'm just like, this is just like a nasty little orgy or something. Just a reality show orgy. You got Rich Dollaz. Remember the time Rich Dollaz ran out to L.A.? Then Rich Dollaz came back to L.A. It's just a mess. But whatever. Just whatever. Now some sad news. Jenny Mai from The Real. After 10 years of marriage to her boo, Freddie, I don't know how you say his last name, Hartis, so they are getting a divorce after 10 years of marriage. Now, I was reading through some of you guys' comments and you were saying that you believe that they are divorcing because she doesn't want to have kids and he want to have kids and all that. I'm not going to get into all that because I don't know. And I'm not going to sit up here and try to Wendy Williams, y'all. I don't know why they're getting a divorce until they say it. I don't know. I'm not going to sit up and speculate why these two people have decided to call it quits after 10 years of marriage. Now, I know marriage ain't easy, but I don't know. I'm not sure exactly why they're calling it quits. But it just always saddens me when I hear about couples getting a divorce. Because you think to yourself, like, okay, where y'all can't reconnect with whatever made y'all love each other to get married in the first place. But I don't know. But I know one thing. When I first found out she was married, I thought to myself, who got the patience to deal with her? Every day? When she be talking out loud? He must got the patience of Job. But anyway, but with that being said, you know, Jenny is a sweet girl. It's just something about her that make me want to pull the back of my hair out, but I don't know. All right, so there was this other story that I posted today that, you know, that you guys were kind of chatting about a little bit. Now, it's this mom in Pittsburgh that attacked a teacher with a brick. Now, when I came across this story, I need for you guys to understand when I write my stories and when I write my posts, I have different outlets and different news mediums and news outlets that I use in order to get information. So when I wrote this story about the mom who attacked the teacher with a brick, now basically we all know that it started out over something dealing with the daughter and a cell phone and the teacher trying to confiscate the cell phone. Now in my post, because I was not there and because it was a he said, she said type of situation, I just notated that all of this mess stemmed from some type of altercation between the teacher and the student when the teacher was trying to confiscate the phone. Boom. Now, some of y'all was upset because I didn't say that the girl bit the teacher and the teacher allegedly choked the girl and all that. Listen, the teacher said the girl bit her. The girl said the teacher choked her. I wasn't there to see who got bitten, who got choked. So I'm just going to tell you that it was an altercation. See that right there? An altercation means some type of altercation. Okay? So that's what I'm going to say. So anyway, this mama came up there for a parent-teacher conference because she wanted some answers. And apparently she didn't get some straightening and she didn't get the answers that she wanted. So she let that teacher know, I'm going to get you. Bye. Bye-bye now. But I'm going to get you. Well, she caught up with the teacher, I guess, at a red light or something, and got a brick and threw the brick, bust this teacher in the face, knocked out her tooth. She got lacerations, split her lip, all kind of crazy stuff. Now this mama, and her name is Deshanta Marie Williams, 29 years old. She was arrested. She was charged with aggravated assault, stalking, terroristic threats, recklessly endangering another person. Now you got all cased up and still didn't get justice for your daughter. Now, to be fair, if I thought for a second that a grown person put their hands on my child, I might be inclined to snap. But at some point you have to realize there are different ways of handling things to get them done, not to put yourself into some mess trying to get answers for your daughter or trying to get justice for your daughter. But that story is crazy. A whole brick. Like, she might would have been better off if she just jabbed her in her face. And I don't condone violence. Let me just say that. I don't condone violence. But what I'm saying is, jab her in the face, hit her with a brick. Assault, might go to jail for the rest of your life. And, you know, and then I also thought about teachers because, you know, teachers nowadays, can I just take a moment just to salute the teachers? Now, just like police, you got great ones and you got ones that probably shouldn't be in the classroom with our kids. It happens. But I salute teachers because at this point in 2017, the way these youngins is cutting up in school, these teachers, their jobs are likened to a correctional officer. Like, teachers need to be in the back in the faculty room putting on their bulletproof vest, strapping up, putting their pepper spray on their hip, you know, putting their walkie-talkie on, putting their little, what is it called, the little Ziploc handcuffs, putting them on their back pocket. These students, I mean, just what? Last month, a boy killed another boy in the middle of the classroom. Like, imagine being that teacher. And the first thing everyone said was, where was the teacher? Where was the teacher? If you were a teacher and you saw a student pull out a knife and start stabbing folks like Michael Myers up in the classroom, I'm running for help. Okay? And I'm sorry that y'all might be mad at me, but then another thing, like, these schools need to put in some type of protocols in place to protect students, to protect teachers. These teachers got their work cut out for them. I've seen videos of students just punching teachers in the face, swinging on teachers, dragging teachers. I posted a video one time of two teachers fighting in the classroom. And I'm going to tell you something. The way they were swinging at each other, they was fighting over the janitor. I don't care what nobody say. Listen, there's a different kind of swing on somebody at work. It's the, I'm tired of your ass swing on them at work because every time I come, you don't never do your job. And then I got to pick up your slack type of swing. And then it's a, You know that I like Mr. Johnson ever since Mr. Johnson came here as the custodian, and you was all up in his face at the Christmas party, and I'm a drag your behind. And unfortunately, these children got to see it go down. It's a different type of swing on somebody. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't sit there and stare at me or look at me like I'm making this up. Even in real life, it's a different kind of swing on somebody. You know, you might have somebody that's getting out of pocket. You'd be like, you better go ahead. All right. Okay. You better zip it up. Because if I stand up, it's not going to be good. Then you got the kind of full rage. I don't even need you to say nothing. I'm just going to beat you up until my arms get tired or I get winded and I can't find my asthma pump. So there are so many different, you know, there's different levels of anger, and y'all know what I'm talking about. So, you know, with that being said, I pray for teachers. I pray for students. I pray for parents, because that is a trifecta that has been trying to get it together for years, you know, try to get it together for years. You know, so I have been blessed to only have had to maybe check one or two teachers, you know, but a lot of times, and parents, just mommy to mommy to daddy, daddy to mommy, like, and dads to dads. Okay. Like, don't act like your child ain't capable of cutting up in school. Like, some of y'all got split personality cheering. Your kids act one way at home with you, and then they go to school and they act like you ain't taught them nothing. And we can't act like we don't know that's the case. I remember a very, very, very long time ago, I was showing out one time on a substitute teacher, because you know that's the day you always show out when you got a substitute teacher, because they don't know you and you could do whatever you want. And then when they write your name down, you could catch the paper before it gets to your real teacher and rip it up. I showed out one time on a substitute teacher. And when I say show out, I was just talking too much in class, as if you would ever believe that I used to talk too much in class. Who would ever believe that? But with that being said, I was cutting up in class and not sitting there and carrying on the way I was supposed to. And this substitute got in my behind and embarrassed me in front of the whole class. What did I do? I went home, because y'all know y'all kids know what to tell you to hype you up. I went home and I told my aunt and my grandma that this teacher was talking to me crazy and that she was treating me mean for no reason in front of, and then they went and got with her. But you know, my family is heavenly and Christianly. So they did it. They got her together in the name of Jesus, but they still checked that lady when I was the one cutting up and I initiated the foolishness. So with that being said, just keep an open mind when it comes to your kids, because I know some of y'all don't want nobody to tell you nothing about your little youngin. But just keep an open mind and try to work with these teachers. And if for any reason that you just feel like this teacher ain't right, just request to have your child removed before it gets to the point of you running down with a brick. Just maybe sit down with the principal a little bit. Give them that serious look. This one right here, let them know you might want to take my baby out of this classroom before you be testifying on behalf of your faculty member. Okay, Miss Bryant. All right, we know what to do. We're going to go ahead and take care of that, you know. So just maybe consider that option before grabbing a brick. You know what I'm saying? Let the brick be the last, super, super duper last resort, okay? So with that being said, let's move forward. I'm disappointed because Tracy Morgan's new show, The Last OG, is being pushed back to 2018 because they lost their showrunner. I don't know why they lost the showrunner. I don't know if he got mad. I don't know if he got a better job. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened was, but they lost their showrunner. So now I got to wait until 2018 or they find somebody else to be the showrunner in order for me to see this show. And I was definitely looking forward to it. It's called The Last OG. It's Tracy Morgan, Cedric the Entertainer, Tiffany Haddish. Like, come on, y'all. Like, really? I'm really mad at this showrunner, whomever you are, for ruining us getting this show and us having to wait on this show. But what else? So this Harvey Weinstein stuff. This dude is like the epitome of a nasty McNasty. Like, I'm really, really disappointed. I know we talked about Hollywood last week and how nasty Hollywood is and Hollyweird and all that. But the more these stories keep coming out, I'm really disappointed in Hollywood as a collective, because there is no way that this man was allegedly raping, harassing, fondling, assaulting, and all of the above these women in every perverted way possible on this planet. And nobody was going to stand up to shut it down. Like, nobody. That's money. That is money right there. When you start doing people dirty and you can just get away with it and skip off to the sunset like a Pied Piper, that's money. Money. So now I done found out Harvey tried to slide up on my Black Nubian princess, Lupita Nyong'o. Oh, we got a problem. See, the way Harvey don't understand is the way we set up in this Black community here with these Black women, what you ain't gonna do is be trying to predator. I use predator as a verb. Whatever. What you ain't gonna do is try to be molesting and assaulting Lupita Nyong'o. Okay? It's bad enough you out here assaulting all these other women and doing all this other stuff. But listen, you already should be under somebody's jail or have somebody assaulting you from the back for what you've done. But Lupita, you tried it when you tried to run up on Lupita. You tried it. But let me tell you how smart Lupita is. First of all, I don't know why Lupita fell for the going in Harvey Weinstein's bedroom trick. But I'm not judging. I just don't know how she fell for that trick. But once she got up in there, he talking about, let me massage you. Lupita was like, oh, no. Let me give you a massage. Now, see, that's brains. That's quick thinking. She kept herself in control. No, let me massage you. You won't be putting your hands on me. Don't put your hands on me. I'll massage you. Okay? That way, she kept herself at a safe advantage until she could come up with plan B to get up out of there. Then, he talking about can take his pants off and do, what? No. But Lupita, what? But you know, the thing is, this just goes to show how much power is in Hollywood that these people even scared to open their mouths and say something. Like, now everybody like, ooh, I'm gonna say it with my chest, because now we all united like the Voltron force and we all gonna tell what Harvey done did to us. But imagine trying to be that lone ranger, that one person to come forward. And people have tried to come forward in the past and got shut down, ostracized, blackballed, all of the above. And then, but I'm so glad, who said it? Someone in the comments, Courtney Long. Shout out to you, Courtney. Y'all see the difference between Harvey and Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby on trial, Harvey going to rehab. Rehab? Did Bill Cosby age out of the rehab program? Was there not a rehab program for his quaaludes? What we doing? Did he age out? Like, is there an age range? Like, auditioning for American Idol, is there an age bracket that you have to be in order to get to go to rehab versus getting criminal charges and going to trial? And you can't even have, see, you got to have people walk you into the room. You don't even remember what you did yesterday because you're damn near 90 years old. But you on trial for allegedly, when we got folks saying, hello, I got got. Now, Bill Cosby, now, to be fair, Bill Cosby had a bunch of girls say, hello, I got got. But what I'm saying is, look at the comparison. Look how it's being handled. They done snatched, built the Cosby Show reruns. Well, some, you know, shout out to the stations that put them back. But I was watching the episode the other day where Theo got his ear pierced and it was infected. And they was doing this, leaning back in the bedroom where Bill was trying to see his ear. Anyway, but y'all snatched the Cosby Show. Y'all took back all Bill Cosby's honorary degrees. Y'all was snatching out his memorabilia out of places. Y'all gonna snatch Harvey, every movie that the Weinsteins produce, Weinstein, whatever, the perv. So y'all gonna pull all the movies and the projects and the TV shows and everything else that the Weinstein family was responsible for, since they have an alleged perverted rapist, assault, sexual harasser.
Y'all gonna pull them programs? Y'all gonna pull them movies out the theaters? Y'all gonna pull them movies out of the catalogs? What y'all gonna do? Oh, he went to rehab? Okay. Got it. Rehab. Got it. Yeah, it sounds about right. I know Bill Cosby at home like, what the? I don't know. That's what they do. And that's how they do it. But whatever. Speaking of some other shocking allegations, y'all. I'm sorry. I feel like I got a piece of hair that kind of tried to slide in my mouth. All right. But anyway, speaking of other shocking allegations, this story came out about the game. And I saw the story. And I sat in front of my computer with my arms crossed. And I said, if I post this story, my ICC friends are going to go ham, bologna, and cheese. Then I said, this story is crazy, like crazy. And then I said, if this story is true, this is going to be bad, real bad, all bad. Then my last thought was, what if it's not true? I ain't touching it. So I just sat, kept on posting about whatever else I was posting. I was like, no, I ain't touching it. Then the game came out and addressed it. Okay, now we can talk about it because the game has addressed it. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, there was a story that came out. Now, you know, I think, 60 days ago, the game announced that he would be taking a hiatus from social media in order to focus on himself, focus on his health, focus on his body, focus on his family, focus just on just his existence, his total being, to be a better person, healthier, so on and so forth. And, you know, sometimes you got to cash out on social media. I would cash out on social media if I didn't run my business through social media. But anyway, but that being said, he took this social media hiatus and a story came out saying the reason why the game left social media is because he impregnated a 15-year-old girl, allegedly impregnated a 15-year-old girl in London, and that the girl recently gave birth to their baby. I was like, I know I got a headache, but I really feel like I read this wrong. And I can't comprehend what I'm reading here due to my headache, because this sounds crazy. So I'm like, the game, the grown ass man game, had a baby with a 15-year-old girl. So the story goes on to say, oh, the game did not know this girl was 15 years old because he met her in a nightclub that was 18 and up, and she got into the nightclub with a fake ID. Okay. So he met this girl in a nightclub that she should have been old enough to get into. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm trying to roll with this right here. She's 15, but she had an ID that says she was 18. It was a fake ID. Got it. Did she look 15 in any way, shape, or form? Because, you know, some of these young girls out here be looking, they got more body than me, y'all. More body. Not even body. They got body. They have more body than me. Matter of fact, I saw a little girl the other day that was 9 years old and had more body than me. I'm still waiting on puberty in Jesus' name. But with that being said, okay. So then I thought to myself, okay, I can rock with all the way up to the, you met her in the club, she lied about her age. Boom. I can rock all the way up to that point right there, right? But then I hit this brick wall when I think to myself, if she was pregnant, or if he allegedly got her pregnant, did she get pregnant on their first encounter? Or did they have multiple encounters, which would mean that he had enough time to deal with her to figure out or to get an inclination of how old she really is? Because you can run up on these bad body chicks and talk to them for a little while and realize they 10 years old. Just saying. Yeah. You can talk to a grown looking girl and find out how old she is by her conversation. I'm a firm believer of that. So I'm like, okay. So then the girl made her page private, of course, when this story broke. And she was DMing certain blogs and stuff and just saying that, you know, the game hadn't met their child, their alleged baby. But they were trying to work out this financial situation and trying to work out how they were going to handle this situation moving forward. So I'm just like, oh, dear. So then the game said that he wasn't even going to acknowledge the foolishness and the lies. And he really hates the fact that, you know, blogs don't even take the time to find out the truth. They will report anything to get hits and, you know, the usual spiel. I would like to believe, since y'all said I'm not allowed to say that I don't think people would do certain things, I would like to believe that this is total BS. Now, is it possible for the game to get got by a young girl that may look older? Yeah, it's possible for all of us to get got at some point, Don. You know what I'm saying? You ever ride past a high school, kids be looking like they fresh out of grad school. So, you know, I don't know. He said it's not true. So that's what I'm going to report to you, that it is not true. But I will tell you this, the truth always comes to light. So if he says it's not true and it's not true, it will come to light. If he says it's not true, but it is true, it will come to light. I really, really, truly, honestly hope that he did not get caught up in a situation like this. I really, for real do. But if you haven't seen the story, haven't gotten the information, visit icecreamconvos.com. I have his direct statement on the site and, you know, the tea I just gave you about the girl. So I don't know, y'all. But speaking of a young girl, that segue was so dope. Sorry, y'all. That was a good segue. Speaking of a young girl, Nicki Minaj's brother, Jelani, is getting ready to go on trial. I believe trial may have started. For his child rape case. Now, when the story first broke that Jelani had allegedly been raping a young girl repeatedly, an 11-year-old girl repeatedly, I was like, I wonder who the girl is. Like, how is he having access to an 11-year-old girl to do anything to her repeatedly? She has to be in his home. Then I'm like, well, if she in his home, who is she? Because he just got married. Y'all, it was his wife's daughter. Yes. His wife's daughter, his stepdaughter, that he was allegedly raping and molesting and all, just disgusting, right? Okay, now, you know that according to court documents, they found DNA, his DNA on the girl's clothing. Well, the latest scoop is Nicki Minaj will be the star witness for the defense, which is Jelani. She will be testifying on behalf of her brother because now they are saying that Jelani's wife or ex-wife, probably gotta be ex-wife at this point in time. You touch my child, you lucky you even get in a trial. You even alive. They would have to roll your ass up in that trial like Weekend at Bernie's and make you move your arms like this because you will already be dead at the trial. Touch mine. Now, that's one time that y'all be like, yeah, well, Zavi did. She had a brick. She had a knife. She had a crayon. Something about crayon brown. I don't know what crayon brown had to do with anything. Some of y'all might get that. But anyway, yeah. So Nicki is testifying that Jelani's estranged wife, I'll say estranged because I don't know what the situation is as far as their marital situation is concerned, that the wife told him and or Nicki or the lawyer, I don't know who she told, but she said she could make this whole thing go away for a smooth $25 million. So now Jelani's defense has come up with this story that the wife was basically trying to extort $25 million out of Nicki. So they came up with this whole rape lie. Is basically where they're trying to take this. That the wife came up, the wife using the daughter, and they came up with this whole rape lie. And then they took it a step further and said that the wife put Jelani's DNA on her daughter's clothing. I'm just going to stare. Now, I know anything is possible, but do you believe that somebody's mother, like a mom, would go as far as putting his DNA, his body juice, on her daughter's clothing and on her daughter, and have her daughter, an 11-year-old girl, she would have an 11-year-old girl say that a man, a grown man, her stepfather, she would coerce the mentality of an 11-year-old girl. Her mom would have her say that a man was repeatedly raping her just so they can get a $25 million come up. Anything's possible. But I would hate to believe that a woman who gave birth to children would do that to her children in order just to make financial gain. I'm telling you, they tried it with that defense. Somebody was up late at night smoking some real, real good weed and eating a bowl of Cheerios, Frosted Cheerios at that, to come up with that motive. Like, and if the wife did indeed say that to them, she need to go to jail too. Because if your daughter was assaulted, and I'm saying if because I wasn't there, but if your daughter was assaulted and you was willing to go ahead and let it be good for $25 million, you need to go to jail too. You need to go to jail too. So Nikki is allegedly supposed to be going to be this star witness. I'm just wondering what kind of wig she gonna wear. Like, if she gonna tone it down, what she gonna do? But she is, because y'all know she put the bail up for her brother. The bond, the bail. I don't understand the difference between bond and bail, because I only got locked up once and I signed myself out on my own recognizance. So I didn't have to go that route. But I don't really understand the difference between the bond and bail and all that. But anyway, I know she put $100,000 up to get her brother out. So, but I mean, it's her brother. And if she believes he's innocent, if he told her he's innocent, then I don't fault her for helping him if she believes that he is innocent. But at the same time, then I read that the girl's brother allegedly walked in on Jelani assaulting the girl. So now you got the brother in on it too? Like, everybody lying? Is this what we doing? Y'all, I don't know. It's all bad. It's the whole situation is just terrible. I pray that the mom or the daughter or the brother are not lying, because I tell you guys all the time, when people lie about being assaulted, it makes it harder for real victims. So I just pray that everyone is being truthful. I just pray everyone is being truthful. Okay, so let's talk something else. Did y'all watch Gucci Mane and Keisha Kayor's wedding? Y'all. Okay. I watched from the beginning the white carpet shenanigans with Karrueche and Kendall was horrid. And I like both of them very, very much. But that was horrible. First of all, I don't even know where the cameraman was lined up. But they were looking. Here's the TV. And they were like. And then coming up next, I was like, why do they look like they looking up into heaven? Like, are they not lining up the eye line with the camera? Like, why was it? But I wanted to see the wedding. Because, of course, I have to see the wedding in order to know what to come back and tell y'all. All right, so white carpet. They could have left that alone. Now, Keisha Kayor looked absolutely beautiful. Gucci Mane looked like a trap Ken doll. He looked fantastic. I mean, his teeth were shining like some fresh dentures. His suit was popping. He had his diamond bow tie on. Keisha Kayor, you know, Keisha Kayor is built like a Barbie doll. She looked fantastic. She looked gorgeous. And I'm just like, okay. But for both of them to look gorgeous, for both of them to love each other, for both of them to tie the knot. It, something was off about that wedding. And I hate to be that person because I don't trust and believe. I am not a hater. I was so happy for them to get married. But as I sat at home watching that wedding, I was like, something just don't feel right. Like, I don't, it felt cold. Like, and when I say it felt cold, it felt like, you know, when I'm at a wedding or I'm watching a wedding, I always feel like I want to cry. Or I always feel like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Like, this is just so beautiful. They are so in love. Look at them. God, thank you, God, for putting these two people together. And I didn't feel that. I felt like I was watching, I can't even say a movie, because when I watch movies when people get married, I get that feeling. But the wedding felt like, now, I know that Keisha and Gucci Mane love each other. Like, I'm not even trying to come for that. I'm not even here to try to. But it felt like the whole wedding felt like, let's show these motherfuckers how much money we got. That's what it felt like. Like, it felt like it was more about showing off just how far they can go with no budget. That's what it felt like. It didn't feel like, this is our day to tie the knot. And like, we just want to share this moment with all of our fans because we're so in love. It felt like, let's stunt on these hoes. Okay, baby. I'll meet you at the altar. We're going to stunt on these hoes. I'm about to walk down the aisle on these diamonds here. I got this dress with these diamonds. I got the bouquet with these diamonds. You got that bow with them diamonds. Our wedding cake so tall, we got to use a sword to cut that thing. And it was like, It felt cold. It felt so cold. Y'all had a ripped runway, like, aisle. The aisle was like a runway for a fashion show. You had people sitting on each side, like a fashion show. The bridal party came walking down the aisle so fast. They got to the front and then they both disappeared on the sides. I enjoyed the pictures of them like just staring at each other and smiling at each other after the wedding more than I did watching the wedding. But it worked for BET because that wedding was some of their highest ratings for BET in a very, very, very long time. So it was an ultimate come up for BET. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask BET was, why y'all didn't wait to show the wedding as the last episode? You show the wedding first, so now I have no reason to watch all the drama and foolishness that led up to the wedding. There will still be some people who will tune in because just because they nosy or just because they're curious. I don't want to use the word nosy. Just because they're curious and want to see the process that led up to the super rich, super cold wedding. Icy. It was so icy, it was cold. Got it. Now it all makes sense. It was so many diamonds in there. It was so cold. Got it. Oh, y'all, my head hurting so bad. Okay, got it. Now, real quick, I'm going to address this and then I'm going to go ahead and go because I said I wasn't going to talk long, but guess what? I did it again and talked for an hour. Keisha Kaur has some pretty nasty rumors following her whole bridal time leading up to this wedding and her engagement, her wedding. I saw this rumor a few times, but I never brought it to you guys because, number one, not my business. And I know that sounds crazy to say because I do celebrity news and entertainment, but I draw the line on some things. I'm a mom, so I'm really not going to be posting like hearsay that she allegedly kind of abandoned 3 kids in Jamaica. I don't know. I ain't never been to Jamaica. I ain't never seen her kids in Jamaica. It's certain things I just don't feel comfortable reporting, if that makes sense. Okay. So with that being said, then there was another girl who came out and Tanya Dazzle, and she was allegedly so heartbroken because her and Keisha fell out. Keisha didn't invite her to the wedding. All right. So just some rumor control. The Tanya girl is not Keisha's biological sister. She's her sis. you know, sis, what's up, sis? Ah, sis, eh, eh. Yes, she's her sis. They have been friends for a very long time, went through a lot of things together. They had a very close bond. Some way, shape, or form, it fell apart. And it fell apart in time for her to miss Keisha Kaur's wedding. Okay, we're done with that. Now, Keisha got on social media and said, I do not have three kids in Jamaica. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. So y'all, the Twitter sphere, there, I forgot that S, Twitter sphere, came back and said, oh, you got three kids, you just left them somewhere else, not in Jamaica. Just let this woman do whatever it is. If she got three kids somewhere that she abandoned or she left for dead. Remember when Mama D told Erica, you left my son for dead. If she left them youngin' somewhere and went off to live her so icy life with Gucci Mane. It'll all come out on Ayanla in a couple years, maybe season 8 or 9. It'll come out. They'll be on Ayanla. Ayanla be trying to fix it and tape a brick to her hand or something, you know. Just make sure she don't throw the brick at a teacher. But anyway, at the end of the day, they're married. And it's sad that during all this marriage stuff, like she got married on Tuesday and had to get up on Wednesday and shut down rumors that she left her kids abandoned somewhere because people had questions why we didn't see the children at the wedding. If you got kids, why weren't y'all, my kids darn near walked down the aisle with me, but that's me. Y'all caught what I just said? That my kids walked down the aisle with me? Yeah, I know. I put my cart before the horse. But we still got where we need to be. And we're a happy family. So, but yeah, so, I don't know. I try not to be too judgy. I mean, I have an opinion. But, you know, I try not to take my opinion into Judgeville. Because it's a difference in having an opinion and then being judgy. Like, judgy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be judgy. Also, real quick, Toni Braxton and Birdman are not married, despite what you have may have heard. There was an exclusive report that said they were married. And I just passed the information along to y'all. They might be married. But it turns out Toni's rep says, no, they are not married. So I don't know what really prompted Birdman extreme mogul makeover where he took his diamonds out and he said he's taking off his tattoos off his face. So I don't know what inspired all that, but Toni must got some good love and so good for them. But they are not married. No. Okay. So, I see some of you wanting to talk about Kyrese. We did that last week and it's so draining to talk about Tyrese and I already have a headache. But I'm pretty sure he will have some good something or other for us to talk about next week. Because he don't stop. Okay. And all right. So yes, Chantel, we can all give Tyrese a collective eye roll. Yes. I have never been as sick and tired of one celebrity as I am of Tyrese at this point in time. And I told y'all we share the same birthday. He's my Capricorn brother. But I literally can't deal with Tyrese no more. I just can't do it. It's painful. It's painful to deal with Tyrese at this point in time in the game. But anyway, so with that being said, visit icecreamconvos.com. We still have some more stories over there that I didn't get to tonight. The little girl from 3LW, she having a baby. It's some other stuff. Keisha Cole's album is out. There's a new trailer for Tyler Perry's new movie called Acrimony, and it stars Taraji P. Henson. Y'all, that trailer is good. That trailer is good. Yes, we got the angry black woman again, but that trailer is good. So if you have not seen that trailer, make sure you slide over to the site and check that out because you are definitely going to enjoy that. And I think we talked about the Black Panther trailer last week. So I think we got everything pretty much covered. And speaking of people who need to burn in hell, that 325-pound woman who sat on a 9-year-old little girl to discipline her and killed her. Yes, they have a supersized suite for you in hell, sis. So when you get done doing whatever it is that you're going to do on this earth and it's your time to cross over to the crossroads, you ain't going with Uncle Charles. Just know that part. You're not going with Uncle Charles, but they got a guest suite for your ass in hell for killing that baby for no goddamn reason and using your big body to do so. And I am here. I love me a juicy big woman because I love juicy girls and I love my fluffy sisters and all that. But you are a grown woman and you used your weight to kill a child. You sat on that baby and killed that baby. You're going to have to deal with that. You're going to have to deal with that. So with that being said, now I can go. So I want you guys to have a blessed week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to us on, what is it, YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. Download the Ice Cream Convos app. Enter the giveaway for Fenty Beauty and for Gabrielle Union's book. I promise I will not crack the spine on this thing, even though I am curious to death to read it. But I got it as a giveaway, and I got this as a giveaway as well. So make sure you enter the giveaways to get the Fenty Beauty and Gabrielle Union's new book. Make sure you follow Ice Cream Convos on all social media pages. Download the app. Subscribe on YouTube. Scoop your ICC t-shirt so you can rep the squad. And if you are in Chicago, reach out to me and let me know what I need to do and how I need to set this meet and greet up in Chicago. Okay? So God bless you all. Thank you all for spending this hour with me to talk about some of the big, you know, stories and celebrity news and entertainment. And I will see you next week. And make sure you visit icecreamconvos.com every day to get your delicious scoops of entertainment and celebrity news. Have a great night, guys. Love you. Bye.